Bali.
You know your problem.
Bali, you've heard, eh? The people, the councillors are nowhere to be found.
They don't know them all.
Please, that midnight firing you do. Please do it.
Social Dilemma was brought to you by the Coalition Against Illicit Alcohol, advocating for the fight against illicit alcohol drinking in Zambia.
Ukubika mwefi akalipisha kabiri ifikola. Eri ofipangirwa mumbeketi ya lamba kunuma ya garage mjaba tungire mutoka. Na mukulekeresha, bala bika mwemiti ya kwa atasumu mufutifika lipishe. Ifi akalala, ifi abu sanso, eri okutifia kupopisha. Ifi, ifi junta ipangwa. Kane nunguwa robu shapangwa bugino kabirugu shapimwa. Kane ni junta, ilale ngabantu kula chine pintu ifi agiba. Iimbira, yafuma kukabungwe ka collision against the illicit alcohol. Abantu bonse, tabafuiro kubuli.
Welcome. You're at the till. Groceries packed, then boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18:01. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Former Rasta senior employee arrested in connection with criminal syndicate linked to murders. 30 killed in road traffic accidents during Easter holiday. In global news, dozens killed as Angola flood death toll rises. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. A former Road Transport and Safety Agency RATSA senior employee has been arrested in connection with a dangerous criminal syndicate linked to murders and aggravated robberies on the Copper Belt and beyond. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi has confirmed the arrest of Fanuel Miles Piri of Chingola Central, along with another suspect identified as Wesley Mwewa of Malemba area. Speaking during a display of recovered items at Chingola Central Police this afternoon, Mr. Yuyi said Mr. Piri was found in possession of multiple weapons, including rifles, a 12-bore shotgun, air guns and ammunition, as well as assorted charms. He explains that a firearm license found in Mr. Piri's possession matches a Smith and Wesson revolver that was earlier recovered from suspects in Solwezi. Mr. Yuyi said the arrest followed recent police operations that led to the shooting dead of five suspected criminals in Mushindamo district.
Two additional suspects have been apprehended. That's Wesley Mwewa of Malemba area and Fanuel Miles Piri of Chingola Center. Like I said, let me just speak a little bit about Miles Piri. Miles Piri used to be a civil servant working for RATSA, Road Traffic Safety Agent. I'm sure that's what it is. That's where I used to work from. Upon leaving RATSA, he decided to join another profession, the profession of criminality. Now, because he's in these criminal activities, he has asked to contend with it.
And some residents of Chingola have commended the police for clamping down on criminality. In a random interview with Phoenix News, some residents have challenged others in the habit of harboring criminal elements to make the information available to the police.
Ninzi mwena na meso yanzi.
Awe tu atotela mkwa ipali umulimo vale bomba. Kailinde totela jova le sabata angirile kuntanshi. Epa shiri pa kuleka.
Ndi mwikashu wa Mchingola. And what we can see now, it's a progress in police wale chita kuno sa. Otherwise, natombo kumwana kwa vale ikata abantu. Kulomfa ba ipaya abantu, but tatu ishiwa. Abe pa niwanani. But this is a step forward.
A total of 386 road traffic accidents were recorded during the 2026 Easter holiday period, resulting in 30 deaths and 75 serious injuries. Zambia Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says this represents an increase of 60 accidents compared to the same period last year, when 326 cases were recorded, translating into an 18.4% rise. Mr. Chilabi explains that out of the total number of accidents, 22 were fatal, while 37 were classified as serious accidents, with a further 90 accidents resulting in slight injuries, affecting 125 people, while 237 were damage-only incidents. He said Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents at 154, followed by Copperbelt province with 104 cases, largely due to increased traffic volumes. Mr. Chilavi says most of the accidents were attributed to human error, including excessive speeding, improper overtaking, misjudging clearance, and failure to keep to the near side.
During the 2025 Easter holiday period, a total of 2,044 road traffic offences were recorded, generating 840,000 in admission of guilt fines. In 2026, offences increased by 516 cases, resulting in an additional 167,000 in fines collected. The increase in road traffic accidents during the 2026 Easter holiday is primarily due to violations of traffic rules and regulations. The Zambia Police Service urges all motorists and road users to adhere to these regulations at all times.
The Patriotic Front PF Miles Sampa-led faction has dissolved the party's National Central Committee and all provincial chairpersons with immediate effect. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Sampa announced new appointments, including Edwin Lifwekelo as Deputy Secretary General, Wila Mudolo as a member of the Central Committee, Crispin Kabole as Lusaka Province Chairman, and Omar Munsanje as Southern Province Chairman. Mr. Sampa has directed the newly appointed officials to begin work immediately in preparation for the 2026 general elections. He asserted that following the March 27, 2026 court judgment, he remains the legitimate president of the PF. Meanwhile, Mr. Sampa has appointed Given Luvinda as president of the Patriotic Front Pamozi Alliance, while naming himself as secretary general of the alliance, both with immediate effect.
By the way, the PF constitution and as per ruling of 27th March has a maximum of 30 people. And then the provincial chairmen are ex-officials. So it's 30 plus 10. So a maximum of 40. We had gone all the way to 70 because the central committee would make a decision to increase, but it was never changed at a general conference so that it can be put and printed in the constitution of the PF. So everything I do will be according to the judgment as it guided. Other than provincial chairman, the maximum that the central committee will have is 30 plus provincial chairman.
The Lusaka Subordinate Court has cleared the way for the continuation of a major ivory trafficking case involving more than 500 kilograms of elephant tusks. This follows a court decision to discharge two accused persons who have repeatedly failed to appear before court and are currently on the run. The case dates back to April 20.